In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast. Jesus this morning speaks of moving mountains. He says, if you have faith, even the size of a mustard seed, then you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible to you. Nothing will be impossible to you. Mountains will move in response to your faith. Is this really so? There are many mountains in this world that need to move. 72 years after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, nations still threaten nations with nuclear war. Racists and white nationalists still dare to speak their hatred publicly, to use violence as a form of political and social terror. Women suffer at the hands of men. They are robbed of their lives. They are robbed of their dignity and their voices. They are robbed of their equal pay. Black men especially are incarcerated in numbers that are guaranteed to keep their communities and their families destabilized for decades to come, which just gives the rest of America an excuse to keep on incarcerating them. People are killed because of where they come from, or because of who they worship, or because of who they love. Children are scared to death that someone will come and take their parents away. Or they are scared that mom and dad have been asleep on the bathroom floor for 18 hours. Children are afraid of the guns they see, the guns that they hear, the guns that they will have to carry just to feel safe. And these are only a few of the mountains we'd like to move. These are the ones we can see. There are so many that we can't see. There are the mountains of addiction and dependence, depression, anxiety, PTSD, the mountain of self-hatred, broken relationships, abusive marriages, pain and suffering of all kinds. And it's really hard to know whether things are getting better or, as they often seem, to be getting worse. The hatred seems to go nowhere. Just turn on your TV. The violence increases. It seems that the already tall mountains just grow taller and taller. But Jesus says that if we just have some faith, then these mountains too and all others will fall away into the sea. And as adults who have been around the block a few times, we often just smile and say, well, that's nice, Jesus. Thank you for the words, encouragement. Yes, 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 all things are possible. But in fact, we walk away wondering, what does Jesus really mean? What does he really mean? He doesn't really mean what he says, does he? And as adults, we don't exactly know how to handle this challenge from Christ. But I suspect that our children do. I think that our children understand exactly what Christ is talking about. There's a simple game that all children play. It's an ancient game. It's from Asia. I looked it up on the internet. It's nearly 2,000 years old. Rock, paper, scissors. We all know the game. It's a game for two people. You count to three by saying rock, paper, scissors, and then you pick one, right? This is a rock with your hand. These are scissors, and this is paper. If I pick rock and you pick scissors, I win, right? Because rock crushes scissors. If you pick scissors, but I pick paper, then you win because scissors cuts paper. But if I pick a rock and you pick paper, you win, right? Why? because rock covers paper. The other way around, paper covers rock. It's been a while since I've played. Paper covers rock. It's a confusing thing. How in the world does paper beat rock? A rock is still a rock even if you cover it in paper. Or if I throw the rock hard enough, surely it will tear a hole in the paper. How in the world does paper beat rock? Well, and this is what the children know, paper beats rock because Jesus says so. Where does paper come from? Trees. Where do trees come from? Seeds. And what happens over time if those seeds fall and spread on the tops of rocks? The roots grow and they crush the rocks. Paper comes from trees, trees come from seeds, and seeds can crush rock. This is why paper is stronger than stone. Jesus knows it, and the children choose to believe it. Paper covers rock every time. Think about the Berkshire Mountains on the western end of Massachusetts. There was a time when the Berkshire Mountains were as tall as the Rockies. Today they rise to about 1,000 feet on average, but millions of years ago they were 10,000 feet and taller. But between then and now, someone planted some seeds. Birds and bugs came and brought the seeds of trees on their wings. Storms and strong winds moved seeds from low places to high places. And billions upon billions of seeds let loose their roots into the soil, and there is no rock on the planet that can defeat the force of erosion. When the roots dig down, the mountainside crumbles. Just forget to mow your grass for a few months. Summertime weeds will crack your sidewalk. And so, yes, the seeds of trees, they can bring down mountains. Roots will crush stone. And the stone is then washed away over time into the sea. This is why paper beats rock. It's a reminder. Paper comes from trees, trees come from seeds, and seeds can bring down a mountain. But none of this will ever happen. None of this will ever happen. The mountains will stand tall if no one brings the seeds and if those seeds are not planted. This is our Lord's challenge to us this morning. He turns to his disciples and he says, "O faithless generation, bring the child to me." The disciples fail this morning because they do everything except bring the suffering one to Christ. The disciples try and fix the problem on their own. If they have faith, they most certainly only have faith in themselves, not in Christ. But they might claim something different. They might say, "Well, we are the disciples. We believe in Jesus Christ. I wear a cross. I light candles. I go to church. I serve the liturgy." But their faith is powerless, just like a seed is powerless until the seed is planted. The disciples do not act on their faith in Christ. They do not bring the child to Jesus. They say that Jesus is Lord, but really they think that they can manage just fine all on their own. Brothers and sisters, this morning, Jesus proclaims that it does not matter how much faith you have. It matters what you do with that faith. A mustard seed, we all know, is the tiniest of seeds. It's so small. But when you plant that seed, you release its power. And no matter how hard the earth will yield to the roots that come from that tiny seed. Plant 10 million seeds, and yes, you can bring down a mountain. You can turn stones to crumbs and watch it all over time wash away into the sea. This is also true of faith. It does not matter how small you think your faith is. You have to plant that seed of faith. You have to act on the little bit of faith that you think you have. If you do not plant the seed, your faith is powerless. But if you dare to act on your faith, then no matter how tiny that faith may be, your faith becomes a seed on the side of a mountain. And over time, the seed wins, each and every time. Over time, your faith will accomplish far more than you ever imagined. O faithless generation, bring the child to me. Plant the seed of faith and give God the chance to give the growth. Don't skip your prayers. You are the suffering child. Bring that child to Christ. When you pray, you plant a seed each and every time. When you pray 10,000 times, you planted 10,000 seeds. Maybe you don't see the growth, but the growth is not up to you. That is the Holy Spirit's responsibility. Read Scripture each day. Each word of Scripture is spoken to us for this day from the risen Lord Himself. Plant the seed of His words in your heart. Forgive your enemies. Forgive those who have hurt you. Act on your faith. Forgiveness is a seed that leads to mighty growth. From the cross, Christ prayed for His executioners. And as we sing after communion through the cross, joy has come into all the world. Worship as you can. Ooh, I left out a word there. Worship as much as you can. Each time you enter the church, each time a seed is planted in your heart. And more than this, a seed of peace is planted not just in here and in you, but it is planted also in the soil of this world. From our worship this day, the kingdom of heaven blossoms. Love your neighbor. Dare to give to the poor. Dare to protest evil. Dare to visit the sick and the lonely. Dare to say no to injustice in the spirit of the gospel. Or the biggest dare of all, dare to invite someone to church, especially if they are angry or confused about God. Share something with them about your hope and about your joy. Maybe you don't have much hope or joy. Plant the seed anyway. The seed has power when it's planted, but no power unless it's planted. Dare to get help. Reach out to family, reach out to friends, to pastors and teachers and doctors and nurses. Tell them about your struggles and your pain. Each conversation is a seed. Each doctor's visit is a holy planting that can smooth down the tallest peak. It all takes time. Christ never said that mountains will move on our schedule, but He did say that mountains will move. Brothers and sisters, long ago, a single seed became a tree, and the tree became a cross. And on that cross, the Lord died. And in His love, His body became a second seed. The ground received this second seed, and this seed defeated the power of death. This seed broke the chains of hell. This seed became the first fruits of a new kingdom. O faithless generation, bring the child to me, says Christ this day. Draw near to the chalice in faith and in love this morning, and bring the whole world with you. And then leave this place and plant your seeds of faith. No matter how big the evil, no matter how thick the darkness, no matter how deep the cut, plant your seeds of faith and let the forests grow. The mountains don't stand a chance. Paper always covers rock. Joyous feast.